and the Best of Drew and Mike is brought to you by Realtor Scott Kunith of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. To see what your home is worth or help in finding a new one, call 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746 or visit S. Kunith at CBWM. Whether you're selling your home or buying your first home, it should not be a stressful situation. And with 26 years of experience in sales, Realtor Scott Kunith can say the biggest contributor to stress is lack of communication. His pledge to you is to call back in a timely manner. If you like texting, he's fine with that. He'll keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is his guarantee. Scott Kunith, 248-797-7746.
Finally, for Christmas, it's a Christmas gift, the Jeff Perlman book, who writes a lot of sports dirt, sports bios.
I loved, Showtime was a great book on the Lakers of the 80s, but the Cowboys book.
Boys Will Be Boys. Oh. He wrote the Walter Payton book, Sweetness.
Oh, yeah. That was a tough book to read.
The 86 Mets book.
Yeah, great book.
Everything he writes is good, but the new one's on Favre. And can I just read this first, prologue to you?
I want to hear about this book.
I just thought it was really funny.
I want to borrow it when you're done.
Yeah, I'm barely into it, but this is the first pages. Brett Favre has a Superman shield tattooed on his left bicep. He has hairy arms and crooked knees. Brett Favre is a lousy texter. His grammar is awful. He's probably the worst tipper known to humanity. But
really?
It's not because he's overwhelmingly cheap. He just doesn't like carrying money. Brett Favre is a bad dancer, an even worse basketball player. Brett Favre used to know all the words to Rapper's Delight, the 14-minute, 35-second version.
I used to know the words to Rapper's Delight.
Really?
I'm embarrassed to say.
Do you remember the line, if the chicken had lips, he'd whistle? Because that was Brett Favre's favorite.
God, that's funny. I don't remember that line.
His favorite hat color was for many years red. Now it's beige. His favorite beer was Miller Lite. His favorite dip, Copenhagen. He likes to eat crushed pineapple from a can. Brett Favre is mediocre with names, fantastic with nicknames. For nearly a year, he thought Rob Davis, the Packers' long snapper, was Ron. One day, he wondered why Ron Davis never responded to him when he asked him a question, because the teammate told him, "You're saying the wrong fucking name." Brett Favre is missing 30 inches of his small intestine. It's the byproduct of a car accident that happened before his senior year of college. And as a result, he produces the worst-smelling gas in the history of civilization. The scent has been described as, quote, skunk, crushed worm, this one's my favorite, rotten milk mixed with squid, and best of all, death.
Oh, God.
Brett Favre loved Leroy Butler, tolerated Sterling Sharp, had little use for Aaron Rodgers. His all-time favorite coach is Mike Holmgren. His all-time least favorite coach is Brad Childress. He threw a football so insanely hard at Derek Mays, a Packers wide receiver, he mangled pieces of fleshy barbed wire doubling his fingers. I can't even tell you how many he broke, Mays said. Used to be able to drive a golf ball in excess of 300 yards. His short game was awful. He once went hunting and finished off a deer that refused to die by submerging Bambi's head in a pond.
Drown it.
Oh, yes. That's just the first page of the biography.
Why don't you shoot it?
I don't know, because he's Brett Favre. He's a man!
Send that bullet.
He's a man! Isn't that awesome? It also... Before the prologue, just a little story from a friend. They talk about how they were up hunting in Wisconsin, and they went to this bar that had strippers, because apparently, even though it's not a strip club, every bar during hunting season brings in strippers in Wisconsin.
Cool. Great call.
So people were coming up to him and asking for autographs.
At the strip club?
At the bar/strip club. So this is his buddy Kevin says, I was like, you know what? He's not here to do fucking autographs. Get lost. We had our own little corner, and the people just wouldn't leave us alone. So I go, fuck it. Let's get the guy in the PA. Say you're signing autographs for $50. Anyone who wants an autograph, it's $50. And he's going to sign all of it until all your shit is gone. Then leave us alone. So the guy gets on the microphone. $50. Brett signed an autograph. It wasn't a strip club. It was a normal bar. But during deer hunting, opening weekend, all the bars had strippers. So Brett signs probably, Christ, he had to sign over 100 items easily. And you know what he did? He took all the money, rolled it up in a ball, and threw it at the bartenders. Every last dime, every penny of it. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. It was total Brett Favre.
I knew that ending.
He tipped him. Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's cool. Before he even started, I was thinking, I don't think there's a quarterback, and name one if you guys can think of one,
Tom Brady.
Quarterback whose book I would rather read.
Oh, yeah, he texted me that.
Or Jeff Perlman. Well, Jeff Perlman, you know, is going to do a good job.
What
quarterback could he write about that you would rather read about than Brett Favre?
Brett Favre, easily. Easily.
I can't think of many players I'd rather read about than Brett Favre.
That's a great
book. I'm sure there's a few, but...
I mean, the Cowboys book was so good, but he had all those guys to write about. Troy was a bore in that book.
Yeah, Aikman. No interest in reading a Troy Aikman book.
What about Peyton Manning?
No.
Omaha!
I don't think he's going to give you anything.
No, he's not going to talk about... Well, although he doesn't interview Favre, but he interviews everybody around him. We might know more.
Favre didn't interview? He didn't do one interview with Favre?
I don't think so.
No kidding.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not that far into it.
Really, to get the story. In a lot of cases, like Brett Favre, a guy that's out there like that. Well, since we're talking about Brett Favre, are you done with Favre, or did you have something else?
No, that's I'm only like four pages.
Keep us posted. Oh, you only have page four.
No, I'm on, I have to start a book in the beginning and read it straight through. I have a tough time jumping around.
Yeah.
Tough.
Most people do.
I did jump to one thing. I immediately went in the back and searched Jen Sturger.
Oh, did you?
There's not much to the story that we don't know.
Perlman.
He doesn't really... He really approaches it from kind of a bummer side and how much it affected... what's his wife's name? Is it Deanne?
Deanne, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, and how much it bothered her because she had been through all this other stuff, the drug addiction, the other womanizing and stuff like that.
Oh, boy.
That he was finally past it. Now he's sending his dick pic. The interesting thing is Jeff Perlman writes that, Deadspin's the one that broke that story. And so he interviewed the guy that wrote the story for Deadspin. I think it was A.J. Delario. And he said after that, that was like the pinnacle moment of dick pics in athletes. And after that, anybody that had a dick pic of an athlete, they sent to Deadspin. They're like, we're flooded with athlete. Like crazy.
I'm trying to think, how many dick pics has Deadspin put out there?
Oh, there's been a lot.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
I mean, are we talking more than 15 or 20?
Oh, I think so. I mean,
that's quite a few.
I think so.
That's Fesh Favre's wiener?
Yeah.
And why do I have to be looking at Brett Favre's
wiener? Is it the one where he's wearing Crocs? Or is it the one with the wristwatch that he got for retirement?
They have their own tag.
The fucking fire crotch. Jesus Christ.
They have their own tag on their website on Deadspin. It's just dick pic.
And oh, it is?
Yeah, and so you can kind of scroll through, and obviously
fun.
It's chronological. Boogie Con... let's see, no.
DeMarcus Draymond, Cousins?
Draymond Green.
Yeah, I remember Draymond's
recent
joke was out there.
What was the question at the Anthony Weiner press conference? Have you got?
Are you more than 7 inches?
Yeah, I think that would actually be a fair question to ask Brett Favre.
He's not.
He's not?
Are you more than 7 inches?
It looks like it's in the range of possibly. Could be seven. I don't know.
Are you fully erect?
Just eye gauging it?
just eyeballing it.
Well, remember, it's
not
his
that
hand.
I measure penises that often.
It is an NFL quarterback's hand holding it, so.
Well, and you know he's rock.
It's not like he's got tiny hands.
You know it's about as taut as it can possibly be.
Taut.
Sorry.
Gross.
Oh, there's a more limp picture. That's no 7. Okay.
The other thing, too, with I guess Deanna Favre had to do Good Morning America or maybe SportsCenter, whatever it was, like a week later.
Oh, for something else?
And Robin Roberts took her aside and said, as a journalist, I have to ask you about the photos. Oh, and I'm sitting there going, that's exactly the opposite of what I think Robin Roberts would do now. Now she just wouldn't bring it up. It's too salacious.
I'm surprised she would do it then.
You're talking 6 years ago. I don't know. Pre-cancer. I don't know. I've never, I don't think of her as being that hard-hitting of a journalist now.
That story, by the way, I think we talked about this. I don't know why a couple years ago I just kind of bumped into that story. And we'd been through it, of course, on the air, but it was like the Jen Sturger story. Like, what's going on with Jen Sturger? Is she okay? And I had to go back to remind myself of just sort of how the whole thing came about and her ridiculous, tear-filled comments to ABC News and to Good Morning America, because in my opinion, she made the story bigger than it ever needed to be.
Of course.
By claiming that, this was having this enormous effect on her family. My sister was at the, my sister's a nurse at a hospital, and some patient said, oh, you're Favre Girl's sister.
Oh, God.
What are you talking about? Favre Girl's sister.
I thought,
she didn't even have the same name, by the way. I think she was married. I was like, I think that's bullshit. I don't even believe that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
She said her father was getting all phone calls all the time. And
that I do believe.
Maybe for a day or two or three.
No, I had always thought that she was the one that sold it to Deadspin.
Of course she did.
But in the book, they're
who else would have it?
In the book, Perlman points out that Deadspin said it was sold to them by a third party.
Well, her friend.
Probably.
Who else has the picture?
I know.
Somebody that she gave it to or her.
Yeah.
Okay, listen to poor Jen Sturger. And by the way, the story was almost dead at this point.
A man walks up to my mother that she worked with at one of her schools and asked her what it was like to have Brett Favre's grandbabies.
Oh! Yeah. That guy is a bad...
What'd she say?
Tells bad jokes and is an asshole.
Did she say nothing? It hurts people that didn't ask to be involved in my life and be put in the spotlight. It hurts my family.
No, they're not in the spotlight.
My father gets confronted at, you know, neighborhood barbecues because of what his daughter's dealing with. My sister, who's just a graduated nursing
school. Oh, wait, I gotta hear this.
First nursing job, has to go, and people look at her name badge and go, oh, you related to Favre girl.
No, they don't.
It's her sister.
No, they don't.
Not that many
Stop
people
it.
Really knew about it, right?
Who at a neighborhood barbecue would confront her father? What kind of an asshole?
I know.
Are there
I
really
tell you,
that many assholes out there?
The easiest
I
way.
I wouldn't go to a fucking barbecue if that. I'd just leave.
The easiest way to get it to stop would be by doing a national TV interview with George Stephanopoulos and putting your face and name all over it.
Which they ran on ABC News. After running Good Morning America, they ran it on ABC News.
Just let it disappear. Now, the biggest irony is, remember where she came from and how she was found, right?
Yeah, she worked for the Jets. She was
before that, how she was.
Oh, she was
discovered.
The Florida State girl that wore nothing to the games, yeah. And so the cameras always. And she's wearing a low cut top, by the way, in this interview with George Stephanopoulos. You can, I mean, her tits are piling out of this top.
1,500 red blooded Americans.
They're fighting to get out.
Decided to apply to Florida State.
That was Brett Musburger talking about her.
Jack, Florida State will take this, Gary, and looking down the road, I thought that.
Yep, she does look good there, the Florida State girl.
She looks really good here, too.
What is she doing now?
Let's hear the rest of the interview with George Stephanopoulos, see how Favre girl's doing.
It's her sister. What's she supposed to say?
So what did you tell your parents when this broke?
That nothing had happened. They know that.
Somebody called your dad, right, and he said you better not see Brett Favre in a dark alley.
Oh. Someone called my dad
so
and asked
Brett
how
Favre
I was
kick
doing.
His ass?
My dad didn't think he was giving an interview. And my father said what any father in their right mind would, and that's just wanting to protect their kid.
After the scandal erupted last August, the NFL
launched a protector gets ass beat by Brett Favre.
It concluded that Sturger did nothing wrong, but fined Favre $50,000 for failing to fully cooperate
that's
with the
interesting.
Pros. You did go to the NFL.
I cooperated with the NFL.
Wait.
What did you want to happen there?
I just came in and I was a witness for them. That's all. I had no stake in it.
She could just text back.
I was asked to
no
cooperate.
Thanks.
I was compelled to cooperate.
I'm done with it?
I obliged. I was a witness. That's it.
That's interesting. Reports that when you met with Favre doesn't cooperate with the NFL, but he didn't get suspended 4 games.
Oh, please.
Well, that's why Brady was suspended, because he didn't cooperate with the investigation.
It's not the time for Brady grandstanding.
I'm just saying. It's done with. I'm over it.
It's dick pics.
I'm just pointing out how ridiculous it is that Brady got railroaded by Deflategate.
Oh, please. We hear the Favre voicemails. Anything to change his life. Back to what it was.
Don't forget Jen Sturger was also a model and did Maxim, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that had to be hard to do, to show her body after.
No, but once again, you're so
deal.
Horrified about Favre girl.
Yeah, so just show, throw your titties out there.
I'm Florida State girl.
Get more dick
Favre
pics.
Girl.
Jen, it's not a setup. Just got done with practice. Got meetings here, and I'm up for about a couple more hours. I'm going back to the hotel and just chill. So,
it's huge. Quickly,
because I'll be in the building. For a couple
I'll
hours.
Send some dick pics. Keep you busy until I get back.
You.
But I know I think Aaron came up and asked you if you would give him your number, or he was going to give you my number. But I understand. But give me a text. Love to see you tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Was that the only one?
In the book, they were writing about how she, or Favre denied it at first when the pictures came out. That's not me. and then those came out with the voicemails and then the other pictures.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, all right, it's me. It's crazy.
One more voicemail.
So in some garbage can, huh? Well, that's what you think I think of you. Hmm. All right. Well, I'm still trying. Just got done with practice. I'll try the other phone. Your public caller ID. But you can make it. It'd be great. All right. Later.
Just say yes.
I don't understand the first part.
I think he was saying because I think she turned him down.
Oh.
Oh, she just got engaged over Christmas.
I'm so happy for her. Favre Girl's engaged. Is it Brett Favre? She's Favre Girl.
Also, she tweeted out more recently, 4 hours ago, Carrie Fisher was the people's princess. She fought the fight for so many of us with mental illness. I'm beyond broken.
Jen Sturger?
She had to kind of, somebody was.
Thank God.
What did Favre Girl say about the death of
Carrie
Fisher?
Thank God she broke her silence on the Carrie Fisher death. What does she do? Besides get pictures of Brett Favre's penis and cheer for Florida State almost nude.
And is engaged to a baseball player now.
Oh, yeah. Baseball. Oh, what's the chance of that?
Yeah.
An athlete. What does she do, though?
Nothing.
She doesn't, her career
she's
in
she's pursuing
media?
An acting career.
Oh.
Okay, great.
And she was a reporter on Fuel TV for a little bit.
On what?
Fuel TV.
Oh, Fuel TV. That's huge. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Can she be credited as Favre Girl? We'll put you in the movie, but only if we credit you as Favre Girl.
Her goal seems to be to get her titties out in front of as many people as possible. The Florida State games, Maxim. She can be an actress now. She want to be a reporter. What happened to the football reporting?
Favre ruined it.
Oh, okay. That was Favre's fault.
Clearly.
Yeah, just like it hurt Aaron Andrews so much to have her nude body out there.
Yep.
Even though it wasn't her choice.
There's some nudies.
Is that Favre Girl?
Yeah.
Wait, why is she nude? She's so upset about all this sexuality business, and yet she's nude in all these pictures. What's going on? What are these for?
Playboy. She was in Playboy. Yeah.
Was this after Favre Girl?
Wait, this isn't her, though, is it?
No, not that one. No, not that one.
It kind of looks like her.
Is there anyone knowing? Oh, is this from the Florida State cheering?
Yeah, I think so.
I see.
Let's see. Yeah, she was in Playboy before that.
Oh, prior to the scandal?
I believe so.
Okay.
Are those fake, by the way?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. They're like kind of bad fake, aren't they?
Oh, in 2009, Sturger had her breast implants removed. Stating that they had served their purpose. She's tired of being stereotyped. Get out of here, titties. You served your purpose.
Oh, my God.
With your fake boobs.
Thanks for everything you've done, titties. Now hit it.
I predict she gets them reinstated at some point.
I'd like to return these titties. They did everything they needed to do. What is that? You have your titties.
They did the job.
You have your breasts.
They served their purpose.
Yeah, removed.
Time for them to go.
I did everything I could do with these titties.
These titties are not getting the job done. They're fired.
Your money's on the dresser. I'm done with you. Titties, hit it. Yeah, that was 2009. Wow, so that even that was before she became Favre Girl.
Favre Girl.
No one has ever called her
so stupid. Girl. And no one called her sister Favre Girl's sister
that
either.
That has never happened.
Ugh. It would have been kind of funny if Brett Favre had just beat the shit out of her father. Just pummeled him. Leo Sturger.
Is it a bloody pulp?
Are his dick pics online somewhere?
And then after he beat the shit out of her father, he pulls out his dong and puts it on his forehead and sends her a picture of it.
Teabags her father. I'm sorry I had to do that, Jen. He leaves a voicemail afterwards. I just finished practice. Teabagged your dad afterwards. Ran into an alley somewhere and...
I'll be in the
angry. I had to kick his ass and teabag him.
I'll be in the hotel tonight. If you, I'll be a little lonely.
If you change your mind, you know, give me a call. I'd love to see you. Wait, did you say you fired those titties? Forget the whole thing.
Go put those titties back in. They got another purpose to serve.
I've never heard of anyone firing their titties. I mean, she literally fired them. They've served their purpose. What? you talking about? And what was their purpose, by the way?
To get her modeling job. Everybody got to see them in Playboy, so their purpose was done.
I mean, she makes it sound like she could just carry them around, you know.
She had a contract with them. The contract's expired. I choose to not renew those titties.
I mean, I actually feel sorry for the titties.
I'm going to know.
They were just used and abused. They served their purpose.
I'm sure they
fuck you. I got news for you, Drew. Most are. But most get to hang around for, you know, the life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have a life.
She date. Wait. Oh, okay.
Who's that, Jay? Who's that dude making the weird face?
I don't know.
Oh, here's the.
On Jen Sturger's Twitter. How many people follow her on Twitter, by the way? I'm just curious. How many people?
3,052.
Oh.
I wonder how many.
No, no, I'm sorry. I
feel a little better.
60,000 people follow her on Twitter? Yeah.
Just so they can, what, hope to see her nude?
Yeah, hope that she maybe just decides to be
Please.
Nude.
I'm just trying to find a picture of her dad.
I wonder how many people actively follow her. About five?
Yeah.
And 59,995 are hoping she shows her titties.
She revealed in Cosmo that she had her famous breast implants removed and discussed why she did it. Was it to possibly ruin every male?
Was it to get a Cosmopolitan interview, possibly?
That could be. It wasn't a health decision. It was more of a personal one, Sturger told ESPN. For years, a lot of my critics have attributed any success.
My critics? Shut the fuck up. No one even knows who you are except that Brett Favre sent you dick pics.
A lot of my critics have attributed any success that I've had to a great plastic surgeon, and I never once really argued with them. My implants got my foot in the door, but I truly don't believe that they're the reason I'm still around. Well, then where'd you go?
Are you?
Better hire some new titties. No one's seen you in 6 years.
Where is she? Honestly.
That is funny. Her career has coincided with her getting rid of her titties. I mean, I've thought of a lot of great duos in my life and Jen Sturger, or a lot of great trios in my life. Jen Sturger and her titties were one of them. They got to get back together.
That was a big mistake, breaking up with them.
To be honest, in the moments prior to my surgery, I couldn't help but start to feel like the elephant in the room. I knew what everyone was thinking, and I simply got tired of being typecast in life and my work. They started costing me more work than they were actually getting me.
Oh,
no,
stop
no, they weren't.
It. Stop.
I can tell you right now, no, they weren't.
I hope the writer talked back to her.
That's her dad.
I mean, to just let that stand. That's Leo?
Yeah, young.
Is that before he was teabagged by Favre?
How come Desmond didn't print that picture?
It's like Christopher Knight. Peter
yeah, he Williams. Does. He does. No doubt.
A woman. This is funny. A woman did that interview with her, talking about her breast implant.
Of course.
That's kind of insulting to the interviewer.
Her critics. Her critics of what? Of the way she handled the Favre penis pics?
This was before that.
And then to criticize her for.
This was all before that.
Before Favre?
Yes.
Favre girl?
This was 2009 when she got her titties removed.
Oh, my God. Favre obviously did not know.
Oh, my God. Listen, this is so stupid. So the follow-up question from that interviewer was, you posed nude for some websites. Do you regret that? My last name spelled backwards, regrets. Which it is. How sad is that? But in all honesty, I have none.
Okay.
And then there's a caption of the picture that says, Jen Sturger knows her 15 minutes of fame are far from over.
Other people are sending her.
What do they say? Oh, dick pics?
Yeah. She tweets, this is an everyday reality.
This is an everyday reality for me on social media. It's not funny or okay.
What's she talking about?
I have the eggplant so I don't get banned or reported. She put an eggplant over this
Everybody
dick pic.
Everybody sends her dick pics these days.
Still?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she posts them.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I'm going to send her one.
But she puts the eggplant emoji over them.
Yeah, so she can post it.
Yeah.
And that doesn't encourage more people or anything to send them when she points out that this is an everyday reality. I'm sure she gets a dick pic every day, by the way. And she hates it so much, she stays on social media.
She's trying stand-up comedy.
Oh, come on.
No, look at the...
Oh, my God. Do we have any audio of it? Please tell me we do. Please find some.
You want to look for it, Jay?
Yeah.
But the banner of her Twitter is her doing stand-up at the Comedy Club in New York City.
And I'm sure that her looks have nothing to do with her getting a shot at...
No, no. This is her description. This is her bio on Twitter. Comedian, actress, writer.
Oh, writer. What has she written?
Twitter.
The most lovable you'll ever meet. God. Let me just by the fact that you said that.
Ugh. I feel just like I'm piling on a little bit, but this girl deserves it. She's begging for it.
I know. The way she just discarded her two partners.
Well, that's horrific.
It's unforgivable.
It's like people getting these reduction surgeries. The most selfish thing I've ever heard of in my life. Give me a minute here, guys.
All right.
Nas, can you carry it?
I can.
Did you bring show and tell today?
I did.
You know, it's on probation. Drew said if it's
not.
Huh?
You got pizza?
Pizza from where? Do you think this is going to be a worthwhile show and tell that will keep everything going?
I think so. I think you guys will like it. That looks like a good pie, Joe.
should we do it live again? Do you want to do show and tell live again?
Yeah, but we got to wait for Drew.
There was a serious meeting on the podcast yesterday about it.
Where we were.
Yeah, this might be the final show and tell.
How come?
Because we just don't think it's been up to par.
Oh, all right. That's fine. I just won't keep digging things up then.
How much work did you put into this week's show and tell?
I don't know what you want me to look for.
I don't know.
What do you want me to bring?
Interesting things to show us and tell the audience about.
I try my best. There hasn't been that many complaints, I don't think.
Okay.
Have they?
I just want you to know while
he's not. Why don't you read some of the complaints?
I just want you to know while he's not here that it's on probation.
Well, why don't you read some of the complaints?
Are you still watching your favorite show, This Is Us?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Okay.
I have two more to catch up.
Do you think Drew has watched an episode of it yet to
do
your bet? Okay. Do you want to hear a fun story about a lady who's in the show?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
Do you know who Chrissy Metz is?
Yes.
What is her deal?
She plays the twin girl.
The twin girl? She's huge, right?
She's Kevin. She's Kate and her brother's Kevin. They were the twins.
And
triplets were born, but one of the triplets died at childbirth.
But I'm getting to the point
they
that
adopted.
She's huge.
Yeah, she's big.
Why is she huge? Is that a medical condition or she's just huge?
I think she's eating her way to
I don't know. Do you like her do you think she's a good actress?
Okay. I do.
This might shatter your world.
Go ahead.
Because apparently her titanic ego is taking up space on the set.
What? You're kidding me.
No. Her backstage backbiting is destroying NBC's hit show.
Who are you talking about?
This Chrissy Metz from that chick show that Tom likes.
Heavy set girl.
Oh, This Is Us?
This Is Us. Did you watch it yet?
I did watch about 10 minutes of it. I don't know. I got to watch more, but I got so many emails from people saying it's a chick show.
Oh.
You will not like it. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, then listen to everyone
else. I'll watch the rest of it.
Listen to everyone else. I only saw 10 minutes.
So I'm taking a complete judgment.
Matter of fact, when we're done with this podcast, you and I are going to go upstairs and watch it 40 minutes straight. How's that sound? 40 minutes straight.
I can't wait.
You can't get out of it.
Is it my punishment?
In that back television room you got that looks very comfortable.
Yeah, it's very
comfortable.
Haven't
watched TV in there.
Okay.
We're going to go in there. We're going to on demand it, and we're going to watch it. It takes 42 minutes.
Wow. Heavy.
If you don't like it, I'll buy you a steak dinner.
Why are you so invested in the show?
Because I think it's the best show on TV.
What?
Yeah.
Right now?
By far.
Better than Billions.
Well, I haven't really watched Billions, but yeah.
Better than Homeland.
I don't watch Homeland.
Better than Little Big Lies.
Little Big Lies is good. It's only two episodes in, and it's going to end in like five episodes.
Better than The Americans.
With Little Big Lies, you're talking about Kidman and Reese Witherspoon? Yeah. Well, by the way, is there a sympathetic character on that show? And I'm not saying it's not watchable. It's a very watchable show. But
yeah, Adam Scott's character, Reese Witherspoon's husband.
He's great.
Because you feel sorry for him.
He's great.
He's really good.
And Nicole Kidman a little bit, I guess, but that is nutty.
Really? I don't feel for her.
How about Zoe Kravitz?
I don't like her either.
Why? Really?
Yeah, I don't like
her. She's really hot.
She's beautiful. She looks just like her mom, doesn't she?
I think I drop a rack in her, though. I mean, she's beautiful, but she's got a little mini rack.
Well, that's
hardly any rackage at all.
It fits her frame.
But she's loaded. She's
Who's
an actress.
Mother?
Just drop a rack in her.
She
might need a rack for a role.
I'm pretty sure that's her mom. She looks just like Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, she does.
But it's Lenny Kravitz.
Definitely does.
Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
I didn't know Lenny Kravitz got with Lisa Bonet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were married.
Big time. Hmm.
So this chick on This Is Us, her titanic ego is taking over the whole set.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Here's a quote from an insider. Chrissy's been throwing her weight around like a bull in a china shop.
Is she big?
Yeah, she's the largest.
Big girl.
Jay, we pulled a picture of her. Chrissy Metz, Metz.
Oh, Joey says she's huge.
But she's very pretty.
Well, how do you know her, Joey?
That show. That's the only way I know.
Oh, from Michelle?
No, well, yeah, I'm watching it by default through her, but yeah, she is massive.
Joe, is it a chick show?
Here you go.
Not this one.
Is it a chick show?
Oh, it's... Is it a chick show?
Click on that one in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is there any doubt in your mind?
I mean, I don't know any other dudes that watch it. I mean, I'm not disrespecting Maz. I'm not trying to get
on her.
That's not her.
That's not her. Go up there.
That's her. That's her for sure.
Yeah.
Wait, no, wait a second. She is no smaller than the previous chick.
Yes, she is.
I don't know. She's about the same. I think they're equally.
Tess wants to
gigundous.
Watch it.
Well, now she's been throwing her weight around like a bull in a china shop. She snaps at makeup people. She won't take direction. She has fits because, believe it or not, wardrobe has the toughest time fitting her.
Oh, my God.
The actress, 36, signed up for the NBC series knowing she'd have to drop weight. She had to lose weight for that role.
Well, she's working on it.
Well, here's the thing, though.
She's at a camp.
The stress of this show is making her gain more weight. She boasts that she's lost 100 pounds, but she's already gained a lot of it back, said the insider. Now she's complaining the stress of the show is making her even hungrier. She panics whenever she has to do a red carpet.
Okay, now, Mark, did you watch the show yet?
No.
Why? Because I told you to watch it?
No, I knew about it before you...
Joey, you have
I knew about it?
It
before you were invested in it.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, and you don't like it?
I mean...
Did you watch it from the get-go?
I've seen the first episode.
And you didn't fall for it?
Not really.
You disappoint me.
I'm sorry.
Though her rep
sounds like a chick show. I mean, I'm not saying a chick show can't be good. That just seems to be the consensus.
Though her rep denied any problems, the stressed out diva is back to wolfing down 5,000 calories a day.
Woo!
Quote, she'll pound an entire pack of donuts at once, tattled the source.
She's as big as that other girl, Jay Show.
The production assistants have.
It's close.
The production assistant. How would you like this
she's
job?
She's 100 pounds of her.
Yeah, but she's pretty. She's as big as that judge.
She's pretty.
Look at her face.
Man, she weighs 500.
Give Drew a picture of her face. She's very
yes,
pretty.
Yes, don't tell me she's a car fox.
She's a pretty. She's very
I know,
pretty.
But her look at her shoulders. I mean, even when she can't even be a car fox because you see her shoulders, you can tell how gigantic she is. Plus, her face is fat as hell.
Look.
The last part of the story
are you saying
is,
you'd be attracted to her if you were a single man?
I am attracted to her.
Really?
You would go out with her?
You beat off to that.
Man, she's twice the size of you.
I'm just saying she's pretty. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Well, this is the guy, Drew, that wants to put everybody's name in the hopper for the SI. Anybody that wants to be in the SI swimsuit.
True. Well, I'm for that now, too.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Because I saw not just Ashley Graham, but that Hunter McGrady. Is that her name?
Yeah, I'll show you.
And she says, no one can talk about her except for her. She makes the rules. And she's literally removed the First Amendment when it comes to discussing her, even though she's a model and she's appearing in national magazines as a model with 110-pound models. She says that no one is allowed to shame her or discuss her weight or that she... I mean, it's rather strange, if you ask me. I think if she wants no one to talk about her, I would say get out of Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
Yeah, you're a shit starter.
You're 200 pounds.
Jay put her up against, what's her name, the singer, Mandy Moore.
She's four times the size of her. Look, if you put her thickness four times, it would make up this girl.
Three, maybe.
Oh, I don't know. Three wouldn't make it. Three would get you to about there.
No.
I'd say at least 3.5 Mandy Moores.
Just three.
Oh,
can I?
Like, what? You find her
I'm not knocking her weight. I'm just saying she's really big.
What is that? Like, why do you find her pretty? I'm curious.
I see how pretty she is. She's a very pretty girl.
So you'd date her? If she was single and you were single, you'd date her?
Yeah.
But, Maz, don't you think people would be...
I don't care what people think. I really don't.
She's wider than that cake.
But she's at a size where, I don't know, it'd be... I mean, think of your kids. They'd be hearing people make a lot of comments, snarky comments. That's not right. But,
no,
I mean, that would happen.
I know. Oh, well, you're just asking me a question. I'm answering it.
So what about, I mean, naked, it would be... I mean, there'd be a lot of blubber there, Maz. Yeah. You okay with it?
Yeah, more cushion for the pushing.
She's... Jay, you got a link to her on the website. I want people to see the size of this woman that Maz... If
Jay's
anything happens
pick,
to Kathy...
Jay's going
to
pick the worst picture out.
Oh, let Tom pick it.
Maz, as if a picture's going to make a difference.
Right,
she
I'll
weighs 400 pounds.
Watch
she's
the damn show.
She's got to be four bills. Anybody, any other weight guesstimates here?
There's her friend.
She could be 500.
That's her twin brother.
She's so big, I would say the margin for error in any prediction is 150 pounds.
Looks like him.
She's on Mr. Skin.
No. Oh, really?
I mean, one star. In okay. It's a sexy. No.
Well, skin won't rag anybody, though.
No, remember. It's a sexy shot from Tom's favorite show, This Is Us. Let's it see. Says, Chrissy Metz is skin-tastic in this sexy scene. Let's see. She's in, she's Lord. Getting on the scale in big old red underwear.
She's a big girl.
I don't think her face is that attractive.
I don't either. I'm just stunned. I mean, I think Kathy would be horrified to hear this conversation.
I don't know. Some of those chins are kind of cute. I don't think she would. Oh, and she fell over.
Fell off the scale because she was so big. Oh, her weight could not distribute properly on the scale. And
how wacky.
It pushed her back.
No, you're missing the point.
How wacky.
She didn't want to get on the scale, so she was hesitantly getting on the scale, so she got on sideways, and that's why she fell.
I like the way you stand up for her no matter what the situation.
I just want you to watch the show and tell me you don't like her.
But
that's all.
Telling me this girl's cute is not the way to get me to watch the show.
Okay.
Why did she fall in this scene?
What did I just tell you?
Because she was so uncomfortable.
She didn't
want to
get on the scale.
What she weighed.
So she stood on it.
First of all, there's not
sideways.
Enough pounds on a scale to weigh her. She has to do one of those industrial scales, like at a plant or the truck stop. Yeah. Man, scales go up to 300 pounds mostly. Don't you agree?
Yeah, okay.
She wouldn't.
This one goes up to 290. Yeah, 300, Drew. So,
I'm just saying.
Sounds like a great show.
Trying to stick to the facts,
Mark,
here.
Mark, I'm just telling you. Why don't you watch it? Instead, you love TV. I'm giving you one of the best TV shows out there, and you won't watch it. It took me a while to watch it, but I'm catching up. I'm only two away now from being even.
Is she wealthy in the show?
No.
She's not. Oh, okay.
No.
Does she live in L.A.?
Her two brothers are wealthy.
Her brothers?
Her brother, one of them plays the Manny. He was on the show, the Manny, like the Bachelorette, the Bachelor.
Oh, okay.
And her other brother was like a financial wizard, and he is loaded. And she's like the middle child, kind of.
And he's black.
Yeah, that was her adopted brother. Her
brother's black?
Her adopted brother.
Oh, okay.
Remember he told you the story last time.
Remember the triplets were born, but
one of
them died?
Is that one of the reasons you like the show, because her brother's black?
No, not necessarily, but I do really like it. And I love him. His name is Randall in the show. I think he's the guy that played Christopher Darden.
Oh, okay.
In the OJ TV show.
Oh, he was good.
He was black.
Great.
He was very good. In the OJ show, he's good. Is it true the swimming pool scene people are talking about?
I didn't see a swimming pool scene. Oh, the swimming pool scene when she was a little girl.
No, this is when her brother, the one that you're talking about that's successful, he's pretty wealthy, he's got a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Apparently, instead of jumping in the pool, she got on the diving board and lowered herself in. Is that true?
Maybe I didn't see that one yet. It might
be. She lowers herself in on the diving board, apparently.
There was that near tragedy on set with her, too. Did you know about that near tragedy on set, Drew?
I didn't hear about this.
She had this shirt. It was like an X shirt. I don't know why she was wearing an X shirt, and this helicopter tried to land on her.
Oh, my God, that sucks.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
She's okay, though. The helicopter realized it was a human being.
It was like a throw.
I heard she was really embarrassed, though.
What are you going to do now here, Jay?
Look at the war she's in trying to get into that selfie.
Oh, God. That's really sad, isn't it? I mean, just you got these normal-sized people. They're sort of in the center there, and she's trying to inch her way into the shot, trying to wedge her way in, but it's just
well, that's their fault, Jay. Should have had her in the middle.
Man, she's like 4.5 Mandy Moores.
They should have had her in the middle and them sitting on the sides.
I agree.
Of her. Okay, so
but
that's
she got
fault.
In late, and it's hard to wedge into a shot like
if
that.
If I was I would have not wanted to get in that shot.
When you're 4.5 Mandy Moores, it's hard to wedge into a selfie.
She's only three Mandy Moores. That's
no,
it.
No, Maz, look at how white. She's so thick.
She's three. Only three.
She's 4.5 Mandy Moores, I would say, at least.
By the way, I want to thank Jay for my Coke over bagged ice today. See this? Coke over bagged ice.
I hope you don't find out after you drink it that it was not bagged ice.
I was
ice.
Under pressure last week. I wasn't fair.
It wasn't fair.
Maz,
you
guaranteed
made the bodacious comment.
By the way, I heard when you were when you stepped away for a few minutes, I heard a rumor.
What happened?
It's not a rumor. It's
I heard
true.
A rumor that you don't like show and tell and you want to bar it.
You're totally
show and tell's on probation.
That's what I said. You changed
it on probation?
The word.
Yeah. What have I done wrong?
I don't think you've done anything wrong,
what do you
but
want me to bring in?
Show and tell as a radio bit. It's got to be funny.
Don't you like the song?
It's got to be. I love the song.
Well, you guys
the song's
really,
made to order for
really
show and
don't
tell.
Don't help show and tell by basically being disinterested.
So now it's on us?
No, I'm trying to be interested in show and tell.
No,
I'm trying to push the bit along.
No, I don't think so. Mark is changing the channels always on the TV, not even looking.
But I do
and
that.
You just roll your
I do
eyes
that constantly. Anyway.
No, I do not roll my eyes.
Yes, you do. You're an eye roller to the
what
max.
What is show? Maz, you sent me an eye rolling emoji. I'd never even seen one before until you sent me one. What is show and tell today?
You ready?
Yeah, we're ready for show and tell, for sure.
We got to let the song breathe, don't we?
Yeah.
That's right, it sucks.
Establish show and tell song.
Hold on, we got to get on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm. All right, we can get on Facebook Live. Let's just do it.
Why you got to rush me, Mark?
You brought it up again. Thought you'd be ready.
I thought show and tell dragged a little bit last week. I don't know. I wasn't
picked
sure.
Up the pace last
I'm
week.
Not sure they were the best show and tell items. I don't know what else to say.
You remember what I brought in?
Yeah, you brought in that game, the like Stratomatic like game.
I brought in my bowling ring, my 300 ring.
Yeah, that was cool. I agree, that was cool.
Tonight I'm bringing in part two of that bowling thing.
Okay.
I have the actual pin.
It's a two-parter show left. And tell.
The pin that you left was given to you?
Yes.
Really?
Well, that's like insult to injury. Or injury to insult.
It's a nice display item, though. This is the bastard that wouldn't
that's
go down. What's a heavy
bitch.
Pin?
That's the son of a bitch that denied me history.
You know, when you hold the pin, it feels like it'd be hard to knock any pin down because it is heavy.
Isn't that something?
This is the bastard that gave you a 299 instead of a 300.
Correct.
I'm surprised they give out 299 rings. They give out 298 rings?
They give out 298 something else for the 298. Wow. But they give you something.
You know, I wonder how many people...
Would you like to see it, Mark?
When you throw 11 strikes, yeah. What do you think the percentages of people that throw the 12th versus throw a 9 or an 8
well,
or
I think
7?
Out of amateurs?
Period. Well, yeah, okay, amateurs, not pros.
I'd say 50-50.
You think it's that high?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, because I've heard of many, many, many 299s, but I don't know that many people have a 300 game.
Nowadays,
besides Ken Cal. Ken Cal has 300 games.
Ken Cal's a good bowler, too.
What's his average, do you know?
I don't, but he's probably around a little over 200.
Where do you keep this in the house?
It's in my garage, actually, on a shelf.
Do you think in a three-game matchup versus Ken Cal, you could...
I could stay with him.
You stay with him or defeat him?
I could probably beat him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
that's okay. That's not a bad show.
With Kenny.
I think we've got some the potential for a matchup here. We should get Ken Cal.
Yeah. Ken Cal's a neighbor of mine.
He's a competitive guy, too.
Yeah. He's a neighbor of mine.
Ooh.
I've been out on the Cal Cruiser before.
What's the Cal Cruiser?
His boat.
Oh, really? He's got a badass boat?
He's got a badass boat. That's why he lives in St. Clair Shores.
Because Ken Cal always surprises me. The more I hear about him, the more I'm amazed. Is he one of these guys that can water ski barefoot?
That I don't know. Okay. I don't know, but he's a good skipper.
He just, you know, he's a great athlete. He doesn't look incredibly athletic.
That leap was pretty funny.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I didn't think he'd be a 300
bowler. Very strong.
Either.
He's a strong guy.
He's badass at another sport, too. I'm trying to think, is it...
I think he can
softball
hit the ball.
Or,
yeah, it's a good
yeah
softball
he's a great
player.
Softball player.
Good job. Good memory. You want to see what else I brought?
Yes, I want to see what else is here for show and tell.
I brought stuff specifically for you, Drew.
Oh, of course.
Well.
Always.
It's
pick it up.
Cassie.
Oh. It's Cassie. It's about the statue.
Oh, Tito, yeah.
Well, this is important. We're actually going to interrupt
Hi,
Siesta
Cassie.
Point to talk to Cassie.
Hi.
Cassie, how you doing?
Sorry, I missed the call. I'm good. How are y'all?
Great. Y'all. I haven't heard that in a while.
Hi.
Wow. Cassie, how long have you been a Britney Spears fan?
All my life.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Nice.
Okay. Well, you sound a little like a Britney.
Do you look like Britney?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Oh. Love the laugh.
But you have a cute
I
laugh.
Wish.
That laugh is great.
So Cassie, you obviously have been following the news and all this controversy over Confederate statues, and it looks like probably some statues are going down in Louisiana, I imagine, unless there's a big fight. And you had an idea to replace these with somebody who you think is worthy, Britney Spears, right? Well, what made you think of Britney?
What
made you think of Britney?
Oh, well, because she's from Louisiana, and she's done so much to help Louisiana, so why not?
Oh, okay. Now, what has she done for Louisiana? I'm unclear as to... I mean, I know she's a charitable person, and she certainly has done very well for herself, but has she specifically done stuff for the state?
She's donated for Hurricane Katrina. She's donated for the New Orleans flood last year, and she's currently donating right now for a flood that New Orleans just had a couple weeks ago.
Wow, that's great. I was not aware of her charitable efforts. I guess she quietly does that, which is what classy people do. People like Brittany.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Now,
not many people know.
Can you name another person from Louisiana in case people say, I don't want Britney Spears? Like, what's a backup statue plan?
So a lot of people are saying that.
Ellen.
Oh,
Ellen?
Yeah, Ellen is from New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Ellen. Wow.
Yeah. Do you know about Ellen that she employs somebody to change her cushions? Did you know that? It's a really weird job.
Her cushions?
Yeah, on their show. Every once in a while, she needs to swap them out.
Please don't.
No, I'm just. Yeah.
It's a weird. She employs a lot of people. That's the
seriously. Google it.
Yes. I'd like that job.
It's pretty weird. Yeah, you probably.
It'd
be
I don't
easy,
know.
It'd be an easy gig.
It's really busy. Spencer's you do? On the show that day, really.
Cassie, I don't know. How do you have so much time for this? Because I understand you've gotten a lot of signatures and you've really gotten behind this. Are you having to take time off work to work on this?
Well, I'm in school, but I just did it just for fun, like, you know, to make light of a bad situation. Yeah. And I didn't mean for it to get, like, more than 30 signatures. It kind of just blew up. Oh, I put it on all my social media sites, and I didn't expect any of this.
So there's a groundswell behind it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Does Brittany know about it yet?
No, I'm hoping she finds out.
Oh, yeah, she probably will.
Does Jamie Lynn know about
Hopefully.
It yet?
No.
Does Federline know about it yet?
I don't think so.
What is Brittany's status? I know, your laugh's great. Mm-hmm. Does Brittany have a boyfriend now, or what's she doing? I don't even know who she's with.
Yes. She's with a boy that's my age.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
Who is this?
It could be me.
Who is, could be you, yeah, if you were a dude. Well, I don't know. Maybe she likes to say, what, who's this guy? Who's her boyfriend?
I forgot his name, but I think he was in one of her music videos, and that's how they met. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, now,
she's kind of forgettable.
Let's say the statue goes forward. They're going to have a big unveiling and an opening, but Brittany can't make it. Jamie Lynn can't make it. Federline can't make it. Would you accept an appearance by Jason Alexander, the guy she was married to for like 3 days?
Sure.
Awesome. Sure. Okay, Cassie, I have an even better better okay. fantasy for you. Okay. Brittany can't make it. The statue's being unveiled at the last minute. Jamie Lynn said, I can't make it either. So, Cassie, you have to give the speech about Brittany and why she deserves this statue and why you're so proud to be unveiling it right now. Go.
Oh, no. I'd have to prepare a whole speech for that.
No, we just found out she can't make it, and the cameras are on right now. Come on, Cassie. Why does she deserve a statue? Tell the assembled crowd here. There's thousands. They're so excited.
Because she's an inspiration to millions. She's done so much to give back to her home state. She's talented.
I think that would sell it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Britney Spears statue. Yes. Great job, Cassie.
Thank you.
Have you seen her live?
I have.
Yeah, how many times? 5 times?
Yes.
Yeah, how recently? Did you see her in Vegas?
I did. My cousin just won a trip to go to fly to the. To Vegas to meet, I mean, not to meet her, to see her.
Oh,
and we did
wow.
that a couple months ago. Yeah, it was amazing.
How'd you win the contest?
Radio. Probably.
Well, because they asked why she deserves to win, and my father just passed away, so she kind of wrote my whole story, and then they chose us.
Oh, who put the contest on?
Yeah. Q100 in Atlanta.
Oh, she's a prize pig. Okay.
Yeah.
Does she win lots of stuff from other radio stations too?
No.
No? Okay, she's not a prize pig. Mm. Okay.
All right, Cassie, they've approved the statue. They just need your design. What design of Britney Spears is the statue going to be?
I don't want this to sound wrong, but my favorite Britney moment was when she shaved her head, and I would love that one.
Oh my God, that's exactly what we were talking about. She has to have the umbrella too.
Yeah.
The umbrella. Yeah. Wow, that'd be cool.
Like in motion, like she was going to. Actually, they should put the door, too, just so you could see what she's hitting with it.
The problem is Brittany might not like that. That might bring back bad memories for Brittany.
I know, but I think it was such a real moment. And it was like, it's inspiring to see how much she's improved since.
Okay.
So I think it's a.
Cassie?
It has a good story behind it.
Cassie, the next time someone asks you, don't say the shaved head Britney. That's not going to be a good answer. It's not going to get the statue built. I would say you'd be better off saying when she kissed Madonna than the shaved head. Just saying.
Maybe we could do this Stations of the Britney, like the Stations of the Cross, and have all of them, like about 12
that
of them.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
Like the time she drove with the baby on her lap in the car, that could be a statue.
Wow. I think Cassie's in.
Right?
Yeah.
One where she marries K-Fed and Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's so many Britney's. What if, Cassie, they said, okay, we're going to put up all these statues of Britney Spears. We're going to have to raise your parents' taxes 10%. Is that okay?
I'd have to ask.
Are you still on your parents' tab?
Yes.
Oh, she's in college.
Yeah, no, she's in college.
Not for long, though.
Where do you go to school?
At University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
Oh, yeah.
What are you taking?
I'm in English. I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
So do you plan to go to graduate school, or did you plan to be a teacher or something?
No, I still don't know what I want to do, but I think I'll be done with school. Okay. I'm over it.
You just want to get your degree and get out of there and do something else.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. Well, you made a pretty good case for the statue. I don't know if it's going to happen, but what's the website? Yeah. If people want to go on there and they want to get involved, where do people go?
It's on change.org.
Oh, that's right. Okay, easy.
Yeah.
Really easy.
Brand's on Cassie's Facebook page.
There's a picture of her, of Cassie, too, on change.org. Is that a picture of you?
Yeah, a little picture, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see you. Hey.
And it links to your Twitter account.
Nice.
Hubba hubba.
Jeez.
Hey. What do you guys say about that?
Cassie, do you take a lot of selfies?
Probably.
How many have you taken today alone?
None.
What was the last selfie?
I don't know.
Let's say you and your girlfriends go out tonight and you have a really good time. How many selfies will you take?
Like one.
You took
just
you,
one?
Wait. According to your Instagram, you took one yesterday?
Oh, yeah. The Snapchat thing?
Yep. Because you're going to be on E! News?
Yep.
What? You're on E! News?
She was.
Really?
A live video, yeah. Well, like a Skype thing. It was kind of embarrassing, but.
Why?
But what? You didn't do so well?
Well, I had an echo in my headphones, and it was kind of throwing me off.
Oh no! So it may have looked. You might have looked like a total ditz to the rest of the world.
It's a little awkward sometimes, but oh well.
It's a nice photo shoot in the church bathroom.
Nope.
Can we play the audio of the E! News thing? And grade it for?
No, I don't have it.
You don't have it. Oh, what happened?
Yeah.
I just heard a dial tone. Did Brandon do that, or was that Cassie?
No, you must have leaned on your phone, right?
Oh, here you are in a bathing suit.
Ooh,
what? I didn't see
Splash
that one.
Kingdom. It's a one piece, though. Come on, Cassie. What's wrong with you?
Cassie seems like a kind of grounded, you know, humble a little bit, maybe.
That laugh.
I know. It's great. Cassie, okay, so we'll send everybody the website and get everybody
and
involved.
Instagram.
And okay, thank you.
I can't wait to see the statue go up.
Okay.
Thanks for the time, Cassie.
Thank y'all.
Bye.
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 Cassie.
Cassie.
Oh my God, that laugh was unbelievable.
That was awesome.
Wow, hilarious.
She actually
fun
is
girl.
She's cute.
She's cute. Yeah. She's all right. She sounds very young.
She doesn't seem real carried away with herself either. It's kind of interesting that she goes to the bald head thing.
I don't think that she wants to even tear down these Confederate statues to replace them with a Britney Spears statue. I just think she wants a Britney Spears statue somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's she's an opportunist.
Yeah.
Oh,
they should have one.
What is this?
Right.
What are you investigating, Cassie, still?
Oh, she has a video on her Instagram. This must be like a niece, and there's a breast pump on the niece who's like 3.
Oh boy.
That's a little weird.
Perez Hilton talked about professionalism and said if Britney was a professional, she would have pulled it off no matter what.
Who's that?
Speaking Chris of Crocker. Professionalism, when is a professional
Britney
to publicly bash someone who's going through a hard time?
Oh, this guy.
Oh, you should have asked her, what if Chris Crocker showed up?
Leave Britney alone.
That would be it. Chris Crocker would have to host it.
I was trying to think of the lowest person. Does it get much lower around the Britney world than Jason Alexander?
No, I don't think so. That's pretty. I thought that whole story was so funny. I love the way they cover that in the movie, how her mom just shows up with the attorney and they're like, Jason, go down and get a drink. And they hand him a $20 bill and he's just like, oh, cool. He just goes down to the bar.
Hey, later.
Brittany, this marriage is over.
But I love him.
She was like, wasn't she 25 at the time or something?
I think she was younger than that, wasn't she?
Well, she wasn't 16.
Her dad had to take over everything for how long has that been going on?
Is he still in charge? I think he might be. I'm pretty sure he is. I don't think he was ever not.
No. She's a grown ass woman.
He's still a conservator.
Yeah.
I think I farted again. I made people leave. Offended my friends. Oh baby, I just gave it a push. but I didn't know it was that serious. I could not down wild horses, but it smells so fragrant to me. Oh, baby, baby, I'm breaking some wind. I ripped a big fall. I feel so ashamed. Oh, baby, baby, please don't.
Brittany, before you go on stage, there's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful, but wait a minute, isn't this?
Yes, yes, it is. Guess Xandino went to the pharmacy to get it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
I had no choice, baby.
Oops, I got it again. There's no one to blame. Oh, baby, baby, there's a sulfurous gas. It's taking my ass. I've got that flatulence. Oops.